بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ والصلاة والسلام علی رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. وأحيط بثمره. So it happened exactly as his friend was suggesting him, that you should not be too much arrogant, should not be too much proud of your garden, and it is quite possible that someday Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can cause any damage to your garden and it will go completely away. But he was in that always this type of thinking that no, this is never going to happen. وَمَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. I don't think that it will perish or it will destroy any time. But it happened exactly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show him. So وَأُحِيطَ بِسَمَرِهِ. All the fruit of his garden, one day they will completely destroy it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down some kind of calamity, a disaster from the heaven or from the earth, but at the result everything is gone. So أُحِيطَ بِشَيْءٍ in Arabic means little, meaning surrounded. أُحِيطَ means surrounded by some calamity. So أُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِهِ, here in this case, his all fruit of his garden, they were surrounded by the calamity and they are gone. فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ. So this man, he became, started wringing his hand. Like, this is a metaphoric expression of showing the loss. يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ, twisted his hand. So asbaha, he became, yuqallibu, taqlib, twisting, rubbing his hand, you know. Kaf, we say it, the palms of the hands. Ala ma anfaqa fiha. So not only he lost everything, did not gain anything from the fruit, but on the top of that, whatever he invested his money, all the investment also gone. So, ala ma anfaqa fiha, whatever he spent. Anfaqa yunfiqu, as you know, infaq, we say infaq fi sabilillah, spending the path of Allah. So, just the meaning of anfaqa is spending. So, whatever he spent on this garden, everything is gone. Wahiya khaviyatun ala urushiha. And this garden, hiya, is a pronoun referring to the garden. Khaviyatun ala urushiha. What is the meaning?
It is broken down, destroyed.
Urushia means a trellis.
Yes.
And it's a complicated word, so I kept it. And it's a, like an architectural design frame to support the plants.
Yes. You know, these, especially this was the garden of the
grapes.
So for grapes, they have a wooden framework, a structure. So that these climbing plants, they are supporting and moving on that. So that's called urush.
Yes.
Terraces. The khaviyatun, like upside down, fell down on those. The whole garden was collapsed. So you can say in this one word that the whole garden was collapsed. وَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي. Now he realized everything and he said, I wish, يَا لَيْتَنِي, I wish. Alas, لَمْ أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا, that I should not associate anyone with my Lord, with my Rabb. So he is realizing his disbelief and all these, his own thought. Over here, his arrogance was the shirk, right? Because he thought that all these, you know, garden and everything that I got, it is because of my own talents. It's by my own work and all that. There is nothing is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or his, you know, blessing and all that. So he relied upon his own abilities. So that was the shirk. Okay.
Now this shirk is also attributed to being ungratefulness.
Of course, true. He was very much ungrateful. So this also shirk of being ungrateful and not admitting and realizing that every blessing and ni'mat is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not have any power. That's why he said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Whenever you go, say, MashaAllahu la quwwata illa billah. وَلَمْ تَكُلْ لَهُ فِيَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. And there was no group, no party that was helping this man. He does not have any help beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you know, one day also he said in the statement, أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. I'm very much supported by many people around me, my children, my family, my servants, those who are working for me, my slaves, everyone. So I have a big group. But Allah says on that day there was no group who can help him. وَلَمْ تَكُلْ لَهُ فِيَةٌ. Fiyah means a group. يَنْصُرُونَهُ that can help him مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا. And by himself, he does not have any capability or any power to help himself against this disaster. So he could not help himself and he did not get any help from the outside.
Yansuru Nahu is from Nasara.
Hunalika al-walayatu lillahi al-haq. On that place, on that moment, you know, he realized. So Hunalika, there is. In Arabic, we say like, there is a chair, there is a hunalika. So, hunalika, there is, he realized. Al-walayatu, that walayat, yani complete power and authority is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-walayatu lillahi al-haq. Allah, the one who is true and the truth, the ultimate truth. Huwa khayrun sawaban. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best source of reward. All sawab, any reward is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should always go back to him, expect him from all the rewards. Wa khairun uqba, and he is the best for our requital, like compensation and the uqba, like
final return.
Final return, yes. Like inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, ilayhi al-masir, to him everyone is going back. So that is uqba. Right? Alhamdulillah.